deal.
It was awesome. Yeah, we had a good time.
All right, Tuesday night park run start this week.
So it's an 8-week. They do it Tuesday nights. Sign up 5:30 is whenever it starts. It's a whole dollar. They have a half mile kids run, and my kids have been doing that for years. And then tonight there's a 1 and 3 mile, or this Tuesday there's a 1 and a 3 mile run too at 6:15. So
all right, very cool. And then Wednesday night you have your time trial at Sangamon Valley High School in Nyanic, and sign up at 5:40. First runner goes off at 6 o'clock. That's a 20K or 12.4 miles out and back.
Yep. So we've had that going on for a couple weeks now. And then also this Wednesday we're doing a thing in conjunction with the Standing Paddle Company.
All right, now you've been telling me about this. I happen to get to know these folks from the artistic side, working on the sculpture park in Scoville, and Aaron does amazing stuff with steel, and he created the permanent sculpture that's there at Scoville. His wife Abby, they do this stand-up paddle company.
They have a sign company, and then he does some artwork stuff. He helped fix our sign in front of the store this last summer. So they started a stand-up paddle company. I think it's been going pretty well. We know them very well. She teaches some yoga classes and stuff at the store. And we decided to come up with something a little different that she's seen before. So we're going to do a 1 mile run and 1 mile stand-up paddleboard race. So they don't have a ton of paddleboard, so it'll be some different heats and stuff like that. It's going to be like $10, which will more than pay for what a rental normally is. And starts around 6 o'clock. We're meeting for a run at 5:30 beforehand. And then, see how it goes. I think it'll be pretty fun.
Okay, now where do you go to do this?
Yeah, so it's right at the bottom of the beach house is their new location. Right. They got a little spot that they can store some of the paddleboards and stuff in. So, right in Nelson Park. So it should be pretty cool.
So you guys will meet there at 5:30 for a 30-minute warm-up run along beautiful Lake Decatur. That's such a great little track there. I always know the triathlon and other races that take place there.
It's very popular.
People always, they've come from out of town, talk about how what a great venue it is.
And
that's pretty cool.
Keep changing stuff around there and making it even more appealing, so it looks nice.
All right. Well, we got a lot of other things, including another coffee connection, 1 and 3 mile fun run and walk. You've got your intermediate training program. You've got the running club at the yacht club. You've got the Darren ride in Forsyth Park. All of these dates and times are available at the ride and run section of nowdecatur.com, by the way. So if you are driving to work this morning, I mean, obviously can't memorize all of this.
Yeah.
You can just go to nowdecatur.com, click on the ride and run section, and there's a full calendar there. You can also go to fleetfeeddecaturil.com or spincity.co for any of this information and follow them on social media as well.
Yeah, very active on social media. Most of these events have a Facebook events forum and stuff like that. So the run and SUP race, it has its own Facebook event with some of the more details on it and stuff.
So. Yeah. So, and then you got new gear in. I know it's very popular. It flies off the shelves. I picked up, four pieces,
stuff,
I was really excited about. And you like Saucony and Under Armour and nice stuff, but they got, a very Decatur-centric stuff on it, like your Run 217 and all the other things.
The transfer house, right? That's you have to do that.
It's a city statute. Yes, it is.
And then another thing this Saturday I'm excited about, we're doing a pint ride from pretty much the bike shop. We're starting Donnie's from 2 to 4 is the pre-game, and then we're going to ride from Donnie's to Door 4 Brewing and have a drink. And then ride to Decatur Brew Works and have a drink there, and then ride back to Donnie's. And Revolution Brewing has helped sponsoring it, so they're going to have 4 different beers on tap at Donnie's. It'll be about a 3-mile bike ride altogether, so it's perfect for beginners and people that want to get out and have fun and join other cyclists.
So. All right, so this is a slow week for you guys.
Then Monday's our restaurant run at Benny's Grill. So,
there's a whole list.
I really didn't think I had that much going on and started typing this up last night. I'm like, this is crazy.
Well, it is, but it's your own fault, so I don't feel sorry for you.
I complain about my
schedule, but it's my fault.
It's the same thing. You can't just show up and do a radio show. You got to be out in the community and do things and make yourself accessible and
All right. Well, it's there's all kinds of. I mean, listen. If you're trying to find something to do this week, this is the whole idea about the Hot 25.
Yeah.
Was what a great way to brand these really cool summer vehicles. Then we put music with it, and then we highlight and do extra advertising for 25 great events. But also to shut up the naysayers, the people that complain there's nothing going on. It was not hard to come up with the top 25 or the Hot 25. It was narrowing down the 100 to
50.
Get to 25, which was crazy. And so by no way or means is doesn't mean this is everything to do. It just means these are just obvious big events that are going on, Forsyth Classic being one of them. We'll have all kinds of video and photo galleries and stories coming out of that this week. 130 golfers here in town. Two of them are coming to with us tomorrow to the YMCA for our WSO YMCA Challenge.
Cool.
They're going to participate.
And we'll see how that goes.
What a fun one, though, because they're going to do like dodgeball and all the great stuff we always do our last one.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Yeah. We can see what they do there. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
But they just need a ride. And we've got a ride.
Yes, we've got a pretty sweet ride for them to get into. So that's
so when you got to give that one back?
I think I'm in that through the end of the month, which is Come Together and Be Empowered, which is our big cancer walk and run on June 30th, I believe that is on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So I may switch it out before then or not. I'm not sure. I'm happy to share the love. I had a great time in the Rubicon, although we had a really nice weather. I mean, it would have been a disaster, you know, trying to get everything tops on and off, you know, here this week. But driving the Cadillac Escalade, it is sweet. I'm just telling you. Then this morning, I plug my phone in. You know, I just crank out Garrett Capps. This is my summer song. I have two of them.
Okay.
Born in San Antonio. You've got to download this song. It is reminiscent. If Lou Reed grew up in San Antonio, Texas, you might get something like this. It is the sweetest summer song.
Okay.
It is. I'm telling you.
It's on your workout playlist.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah. It is. You're going to listen to it. I mean, you're going to make yourself sick of it. I mean, it's one of those kind of songs.
Okay.
And it's a love affair. I mean, you couldn't write it anywhere else. I mean, it is all about, you know, he grew up in San Antonio, Texas. And so, I mean, it's references of food joints and athletes and growing up there and traveling the world and always wanting to come back home. It is a great, great song. So I cranked it. Took, you know, the Owen Blacktop back here. I mean, I'm telling you, at 5:30 in the morning when there's nothing else on the road and you're out there in that Cadillac Escalade just blasting everything, and it is so quiet. I mean, I don't care. It is a great ride.
Yes.
So there you have it. All right. Kyle, if folks want more information, spincity.co or fleetfeetdicatoril.com is the place to go. Okay. And when we get back on the other side of the break, Congressman Rodney Davis is going to join us. We're live at Hickory Point Bank, their brand new South Shores location. It is beautiful. Stay tuned.
The Forsyth Classic returns to Hickory Point Golf Club June 11th to June 17th. Come out and enjoy the longest running tournament on the LPGA Symetra Tour and the third longest running women's golf tournament. The tournament will showcase a 3-day 54-hole stroke play professional tournament featuring a purse of $130,000. WSOY will provide coverage throughout the week on nowdecatur.com, as well as a live broadcast of the tournament on Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss a chance to see some of the best up-and-coming players in the World Tour as they attempt to become the champion of the oldest stop on the road to the LPGA. The Forsyth Classic, June 11th through the 17th at Hickory Point Golf Club. Coverage and live broadcast presented by ADM, the Decatur Park District, Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Residence Inn in Forsyth. Find out more information about this year's Forsyth Classic at nowdecatur.com. Join the fight against ovarian, breast, and cervical cancer on Saturday, June 30th in Fairview Park at Come Together, Be Empowered. Join us for this competitively timed 5K run and 1 mile and 5K walk, as well as survivor recognition and a special inspiring program. In addition, there will be exhibits, fun, and activities for everyone with 100% of the net revenue donated to local cancer programs. While you're there, stop by the Newhoff Media photo booth presented by the DMH Foundation and get your free team photo. For more information, go to nowdecatur.com.
Today.
Here is Jeff Daly with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 85 your high this afternoon. Just a chance for a shower or thundershower this evening. Cloudy skies drying out overnight, 69 the low. Sunny, 86 tomorrow, and a mostly sunny day on the way for Thursday with a high of 85. It is 70 degrees currently at the studios in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Buyers and Company. We're live on location at the brand new South Shores branch of Hickory Point Bank. This hour, Congressman Rodney Davis will join us. We'll have the Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, and so much more. It all starts now.
Buyers and Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Buyers Company. Congressman Rodney Davis joins us live here this morning Are you home or are you in the Capitol?
You know what? I'm actually with Helen Albert right now, heading down to the airport to go back out to D.C. today.
All right. Well, good luck and safe travels as you head back to the nation's capital. Let's obviously start with what happened with President Trump and the folks from North Korea. Man, this thing just looks like Mother Love and the Traveling Freak Show to me. You got Dennis Rodman and a Make America Great hat. What do you know? What do you make of any of this? And will there be any lasting change in policy and or behavior after this historic meeting?
You know, I don't know anything other than what we're seeing on TV. I think the good news is that they actually sat down and they talked. I'm for that. You know, I got criticized by many a few years ago when I stood up for President Obama and opening up Cuba. I think having relationships is good. Now, I'm going to reserve my judgment, just like I did back with Cuba and like I have on Iran, who I didn't trust to abide by any agreement. I just don't know if Kim Jong-un and the North Korean regime is going to live up to the expectations that we all expect.
All right, and I suppose, you know, presidents have learned this lesson the tough way. I mean, you know, these are very intense things, and they fall apart. They're very fragile. What would you expect to be the best you could expect out of this as a country and a relationship? And how do you trust this guy to do what he says he's going to do?
You know, I don't trust him. I mean, this is a regime. His grandfather, his dad, all made agreements with the United States under different administrations, both Republicans and Democrats, and didn't abide by any of them. So let's hope this one's going to change. The third time's a charm. I think what you have to look at is success. If President Trump has agreed to stop doing mutual war games with South Korea, that's a big step because South Korea obviously is our longtime ally. We have thousands upon thousands of American troops stationed there. The president willing to make that step is a huge step on our part. But the North Korean regime is going to have to let inspectors into their very closed-off country. They're going to have to show those inspectors that they are denuclearizing. They can't play games and stop them from coming in. And if that happens, then hopefully the North Koreans will get the economic growth that I think this dictator wants.
All right, let's get to Rod Blagojevich. I know you released a statement yesterday, I believe, along with other members of the GOP House, with Shimkus and Roskam and Kinziger and some others, Mike Bost. Why do you think President Trump is floating this idea of commuting the sentence of Rod Blagojevich? And I guess Senator Dick Durbin came out in favor of that. Why are we supposed to feel sorry for Rod Blagojevich at this point?
Well, you know, I certainly don't feel sorry for him. I represent the capital of Springfield, and a lot of folks that were hurt by Rod. You know, Rod and his administration at the time fired, and many of those got their jobs back through the courts, but fired illegally many people that I'd known for years. And he wants the same compassion that he never showed many folks in and around Springfield and state government for the time that he was there. I think the reason why President Trump is looking at it is, number one, he knows him. He was on Celebrity Apprentice. And I really think Patty Blagojevich, his wife, tells a very compelling story. And she's smart and went right on some of the TV shows that she knows the president's watching.
And you think it's as simple as that? I mean, that's our worst fear about this guy. He's just sitting around watching Fox News 24/7 reacting emotionally to things.
I do think it's as simple as that. And maybe the fact that the guy who prosecuted Blagojevich is James Comey's attorney right now.
Okay, well, you know, if that's the way we're making decisions, then he's really not any different than what Rod Blagojevich was doing in Springfield while he was governor.
Which is exactly why we sent the letter.
All right. So what do you think the odds are that his sentence will be commuted? I don't think he's talking about a full pardon, right? I think he's just talking about letting him out of jail early.
Right, and you know what? And I'm for criminal justice reform. I want criminal justice reform. I think that petty drug offenders spending more time in prison than Jared, the subway guy who was a pedophile, is wrong. And I hope the president spends more time and is starting to look at some of those petty drug offenders, like the gentleman in Tennessee that served his time for drug offenses, got out, has been a pillar in society, but because of a technicality, just had to go back in. Those are the types of folks that I hope the Department of Justice and the president look at for true pardons or commutations. Not Rod Blagojevich, and that's why I think that's why we sent the letter, and And that's what I hope happens in the future.
All right. I was also looking at your work on the VA Mission Act and it becoming law. It is such an appalling thing to most Americans, I think, the way we treat our veterans in this country. And we can't give them basic care without screwing it up six ways to Sunday. What do you hope to accomplish with this?
This is a great next step. You know, you and I have talked about this, Brian, for too many years, that the VA honchos, you know, they even concocted a scheduling scheme a few years ago to be able to deny veterans even access to primary care. Our solution was to implement a VA choice program. So that if there was too many miles or you couldn't get an appointment within a certain amount of days, you ought to be able to go to DMH or to St. Mary's or one of their clinics to get service, and then the VA should pay the bill. They even screwed up the implementation of that program. I really have high hopes for the secretary nominee, Mr. Robert Wilkie. This is the guy that personally, he is currently the undersecretary of Department of Defense. He came to my office when I was upset about how the family of Logan Palmer was treated and had to figure out how to get a charity to pay for them to go meet the remains of their son. And Mr. Wilkie is the one who corrected that problem unilaterally within the Department of Defense. He has a very good track record with me personally, and I think he's finally somebody who's going to lead that agency into the next century and start doing what we promised to do, take care of our veterans, take care of our heroes.
All right, quick question about your art contest. I didn't know you even had this. You're not the one doing the judging on this, are you? Because I noticed a senior from Mount Zion won your contest for the entire 13th Congressional District, and I think second place was a kid from Moroa Forsyth. How does this work?
You know, this is every year. We do a competition for high school students, and I do not judge it. I have zero artistic talent whatsoever, Brian, but I have folks that are artists or run art galleries do the judging. A few years ago, we had those displayed up at the Decatur Art Gallery. This time, we had them displayed at the old state capitol. But, yeah, the student from Mount Zion is now going to be able to get two tickets from Southwest Airlines. So they and a parent can come out to Washington and see that artwork displayed. And it is displayed for an entire year. Every member of Congress gets to hang one picture in the hallway between the Longworth Building, the Cannon Building, and the U.S. Capitol. And it's great to see some of the artwork that some of these high school students do. Last year, we had a guy from Taylorville win, J.T. Bomey. I used to coach him in football. So it was kind of neat to be able to call him and tell him that he won, and he was so excited. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm going to get accused of being a homer on this, but, you know, I don't have any artistic talent whatsoever, and I didn't judge it. But you did a great job. And his picture that he has photographed just got taken down and sent back to him. So we're excited for the new one to come up, and very glad that the student from Mount Zion was the winner.
Yeah, Gabriela Santos, senior at Mount Zion High School. It's called the Coliseum. You can see it on Congressman Davis's website if you go to roddydavis.house.gov. Pretty cool stuff to have it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Gabriela out in D.C.
All right, Rodney, we appreciate your time as always. Safe travels back to the swamp, keep helping the president drain that baby. We'll talk to you soon. Congressman Rodney Davis transporting to the airport this morning on his way back to Washington, D.C. Did you see this piece? It is amazing to me whenever I know people will say, why are you talking about art? I thought it was pretty cool. There's the piece right there.
That's incredible.
That's the first place winner, Gabriela Santos, who's a Mount Zion High School senior. So that will be hanging in Washington, D.C. for a year. Every congressman gets one piece to hang there from a student for the entire year. Now, we were very fortunate 2 years ago. Lindsay's heading back out to the same banquet that we went to a couple of years ago, the last time we won a Crystal Award. Mm-hmm. She's in Washington, D.C. for she goes in this morning. She's got to make her way through the Capitol's Stanley Cup parade, which they've shut down all of Washington, D.C. They go to the dinner tonight. She gets up tomorrow morning. She's back like 1:30 in the afternoon. So it's a really quick trip. But when we were there at the actual banquet, after the banquet was over, we went with Congressman Davis over to the U.S. Capitol for cocktails.
Right.
And John Boehner was then Speaker Boehner's private office. And you're always amazed at how, Washington, D.C. looks the way it should look. I mean, it would be out of place anywhere else, but these big buildings and statues and the architecture, and it's all very dramatic. Mm-hmm. But then you get behind the scenes, it's like an old house in the West End. It's you know, his little private war, like janky. You know, it's like it's really old. But he has his own veranda. okay. you know, like outside where we sat and had, he was a big fan of Tito's, by the way, Mr. Boehner, Speaker Boehner. So he had like a full bar where there was nothing but Tito's vodka. and so we sat out there and then we took the tour. And the artwork and the marble and the statues and the sculptures, and the, I mean, it is spectacular. Mm-hmm. And just like in some of the areas where each state is allowed to send statues, this is what they do with the high school students. And so Gabriella's piece, the Colosseum, which is a beautiful looking, it looks like a charcoal. I can't tell from the photo, but it is gorgeous.
It is.
Second place was Mike Tran from Moreau Forsyth.
Yeah.
So two of our kids doing very well in all the entire 13th Congressional District, which is pretty big. Includes Bloomington, Springfield,
wow.
Champaign, you know, a lot of population. So
that's
kudos
really cool.
And congratulations to them. That will be up for a year. We get back on the other side of the break. We're here in South Shores, the new branch for Hickory Point Bank. They're giving away $500.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is stop in. They've got a nice little round table set up here. They've got a little quick entry card. Just fill out that. Take you 30 seconds between now and the 15th, and they're going to draw out a $500 prize. They're throwing a party tonight, too. So if you want to come over and see that as well. We'll tell you all about it, and we'll interview a couple of guests on the other side of the break, plus bottom of the hour news, and then Tim Kaine sitting in for Mark Tupper this week, and then the Redbird Report presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, who's usually taking care of kids or Symetra tours that crack their front tooth in half on the golf course.
Magically. Just don't know how to do it yet.
Where else are you going to get that kind of service? I called him. You know, the lightning started, and then the Thorgard stuff goes off on the golf course. And after the McIlroy Memorial Golf outing last year, I used to sort of, and this is a bad thing to admit, but like I kind of, lightning, whatever, you know, out on a golf course. But after that last year, I don't play around at all when it comes to lightning. So we were heading in, it was pouring down at that point, and we're soaked. You got umbrellas out, you're trying to put the lid up on the cart, trying to keep everything dry. And we get up there, and this young gal who's from Spain, who was playing with us yesterday, she was unfortunately Jim Ashby's partner, so she had to ride with him all day. Nuria,
makes all sense.
Notorious. And so she cracked her tooth, her front tooth, like in half.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
I called Brett Jerker. I'm like, I got a girl from Spain with limited English and half a tooth. What can you do for me? And he said, send her down. So he said, put the tooth in liquid.
Yeah.
I said, well, any liquid? He goes, well, milk's best. I'm like, I'm on a golf course, Brett. Water will do.
Yeah.
So we got a little glass. She's got half her tooth in the water, and we gave them Google Map directions to get her to Jurger Pediatric, and they took care of her.
That's incredible. I'll follow up with her and see what her experience is.
I got her a young lady who was acting as a translator for us. Yes, they sent me a text last night that they did. They treated her great, and she was back at the golf course, and thank you very much. So thanks to Dr. Brett, once again, being a hero.
Mm-hmm.
All right, taking a quick break. Here's Jeff Daly with your WSOY 3-day forecast, none of which you can believe beyond about an hour from now.
Nope, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 85 your high this afternoon. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. Cloudy skies, otherwise 69, the overnight low. Sunshine, 86 tomorrow, and a mostly sunny day on Thursday with a high of 85. Heavy rain's been falling in downtown Decatur. Make sure you don't drive into any standing water out there. Check the underpasses before you proceed. Right now, it is 70 at 722.
They don't have a phone? They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone.
You can post a job opening on a lot of websites that don't offer very good or even any customer service. We're not like that. We're CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com, and we have a phone with real customer service human beings at the other end.
They don't have a phone. I can't believe they don't have a phone.
We're here for you. CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
After years of being humiliated on the playground and having your bad hair and thick glasses ridiculed, and mixing plaids with stripes. Who's the nerd now, huh? CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com invites all IT professionals to post their resumes with us. Local employers are currently seeking to fill IT, sales, programming, and medical jobs. So, neener, 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 Mr. Popular. CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
The Forsyth Classic returns to Hickory Point Golf Club June 11th. To June 17th. Come out and enjoy the longest running tournament on the LPGA Symetra Tour and the third longest running women's golf tournament. The tournament will showcase a 3-day 54-hole stroke play professional tournament featuring a purse of $130,000. WSOY will provide coverage throughout the week on nowdecatur.com as well as a live broadcast of the tournament on Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss a chance to see some of the best up-and-coming players in the World Tour as they attempt to become the champion of the oldest stop on the road to the LPGA. The Forsythe Classic, June 11th through the 17th at Hickory Point Golf Club. Coverage and live broadcast presented by ADM, Skeff Distributing, Ameren, and Hickory Point Bank. Find out more information about this year's Forsythe Classic at nowdecatur.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Okay, so the kids don't know any music. So how are they supposed to know, like, if they're listening to a travel commercial to be, you know, reacting to the Bob Marley music?
I don't know.
Don't know who Bob Marley is.
I think kids know who Bob Marley is.
I'm not sure.
I think they do.
Not sure. Good morning and welcome. We're back here at the beautiful brand-new location for Hickory Point, the South Shores branch for Hickory Point Bank, just opened, and they have a $500 contest. They're giving away $500 between now and the 15th. You stop in here, you sign up. It's a little card, take you 30 seconds, and see the new location. It's pretty impressive. It's great bricks and mortar with innovative technology, so a great combination. And with us today, just some of our guests, is Jeff Rays, the Senior VP Consumer Banking, and Christy Weimer, who's the branch manager. You're a branch manager of more than one location, right?
Yes, I'm branch manager of South Shores and our downtown location.
All right, so you do a lot of back and forth?
I do.
Okay, just back and forth. It's not a bad ride.
No, not at all. And it's a nice change of pace. It gets me out.
Well, that's okay, except for, like, today.
Well, not yet.
The rain has got to stop soon, or we're going to start building an ark. It has been a wild couple days. Well, Jeff, we talked about this earlier with Matt. I think everyone realizes that technology is driving the conversation no matter what we're doing, whether it's what I do for a living or what you do for a living or anyone else. But yet there is a downside to technology in that I think people still want a face-to-face, a voice-to-voice, a human being they know. Yeah, they want the technology. They want the app, for the middle of the night. But they also, if they want to buy a car or a home, they want to talk to a human being.
Well, no question. People want alternatives, options. And you're right. They want the convenience of the technology to middle of the night if they want to transfer some money or do whatever they want. But when there's a problem or a special need, they want to be able to sit across the desk from another individual, have a conversation, and figure out a solution for their need.
Well, and I also think that there are still neighborhoods. I mean, I know Decatur's not a great big place, and we think of commuting as, you know, it's not like Chicago where it takes you 40 minutes. But people in South Shores, this is a contained area. You know, I mean, you've got your grocery store, you've got your gas station, you got your bank.
That's right. Christy, as she said, she's manager of both downtown and South Shores. They're two different branches, two different markets. We knew we wanted to be in South Shores area. We had a branch that served us well, but we were committed and invested in this community, and we're excited to be in this new location.
Okay. Matt said I shouldn't be intimidated by the ATM machine. It looks a little Star Trek Next Generation, like when they do the holodeck. You've got, like, it's a great ATM inside and outside. By the way, drive-through available here as well. But this is not just any ordinary ATM. And ATM's really kind of stayed the same for about 20 years. This is the newest version of this.
It is. And it's very it does look a little intimidating.
Yeah, but I walked up to it earlier. It's very intuitive. It looks like it's like your smartphone. You just
And it takes you step by step through whatever you need to do.
But you can print statements. I mean,
you can
do whatever you want to do there.
Absolutely. You can transfer money, print statements. You can deposit checks or cash into the ATM. Or you can just simply, withdraw money if that's what you wish to do.
All right. Talk about Hickory Point Bank as a place to work. Tony's built a great team, and every time there's a new hire or somebody kind of moves and you think, okay, there's a plan here. They're assembling people that are known in this community, that are trusted, invested. And what about a career, with Hickory Point Bank? As kids are trying to figure out what they want to do, would you suggest that's a great way to start?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've had, with my experience, we've had quite a few people that, you start – possibly in a branch, as a...
But it's a great work your way up place, right?
Exactly. Yeah, so you might start in retail, but then you might end up in the commercial department. We have a lot of employees. All of our employees are very knowledgeable and very, they're great to work with.
All right, let's just say the old bank that closed here in South Shores, they've got customers still, but good luck finding somebody local to talk to. These places are all run by somewhere else. And they think to themselves, oh, but switching banks is a gigantic pain. All they have to do is come see you guys, right? Just stop in here and talk to you. You can still be their neighborhood bank, even if it means switching accounts and starting a new one with Hickory Point Bank.
Yes, absolutely. And we've had quite a few new customers that have already come over to us, and you know, we help them switch their direct deposits or their automatic debits. And I mean, it seems very intimidating, you know, if you have a lot of things that are automatically.
Yeah, but think about the convenience. Just overcome that initial fear. Stop in here and talk to an actual human being that, oh, by the way, works for human beings that live right here, making those decisions. And then, man, you're home free.
Absolutely.
It's great stuff. Yes. It's a beautiful place. I had not been inside. I've been by it plenty of times, and I saw Matt's video that he did for Hickory Point Bank last night. But it's a really cool. I mean, they made the most out of the space.
Absolutely. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a modern look with a traditional environment and banking opportunities. So,
great stuff.
We really love it.
Well, you should. Great stuff, guys. We really appreciate it. Thank you for being with us today. Thanks for hosting us. We're going to take a quick break for the news. We get back here, more from Hickory Point Bank, the South Shore's location. $500 are given away. All you got to do, stop out here and check it out. Fill out a quick card, and you are in the drawing for the 15th $500. Here's Jeff with your news.
WSOY News Time is 7:29. One person jumped from a second-story window to escape a fire in the 1300 block of South Jasper Street, according to a Decatur Fire Department news release. Crews were called to the two-story home at approximately 10:15 in the morning and found smoke coming from the second floor. Firefighters entered and found the fire on the first floor, and the blaze was under control by one. The person who jumped prior to the arrival of the fire crews was one of two adults at the home. After receiving medical attention at the scene, the person was transported to Decatur Memorial Hospital. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Damage was estimated at $25,000 to the structure, along with $10,000 to the contents of the home. On the way, the Supreme Court is leaving in place a court decision dismissing a lawsuit against the Chicago Cubs. We'll have that for you after Fox News covers the world on News Talk 1340 WSOY AM 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's on his way back to Washington now after his meeting with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore. Kim says they've decided to leave the past behind and the world will see a major change. They signed a document pledging to work toward peace, with Kim agreeing to give up his nuclear program.
The president says for now, the U.S. will keep the pressure on North Korea.
The sanctions will remain in effect.
President Trump did say the U.S. will stop war games on the Korean Peninsula,
which will save us a tremendous amount of money, unless and until we see that the future negotiation is not going along like it should.
The document the two leaders signed does not include a provision on verification.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The president says there will be discussions on both sides about how to verify the North Korean nuclear program's ending. Kim also committed to recovering and returning Korean war remains. This is a Fox News alert.
WSOY News Time is 7:31. The Supreme Court is leaving in place a court decision dismissing a lawsuit filed against the Chicago Cubs by the owners of rooftop clubs adjacent to Wrigley Field. Skybox on Sheffield and Lakeview Baseball Club sued the Cubs in 2015, arguing in part that a right field video board the team was adding would block their views of the ballpark and violate terms of a 2004 revenue sharing agreement. A federal judge dismissed the case. Judge Virginia Kendall said the board was allowed because the agreement allowed any expansion of Wrigley Field approved by governmental authorities. A three-judge panel of the Seventh Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals in September upheld the decision to dismiss the case. The Supreme Court declined yesterday to hear the case, leaving the lower court's decision in place. In sports, last night it was the Cardinals over the Padres 5-2, Cubs over the Brewers 7-2, and the Indians down the White Sox 4-0. Cardinal baseball back on the air tonight as they take on the Padres once again. Pregame at 6:20, first pitch at 7:15. Your next news update comes your way at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Newhoff Media, media made local.
Join the fight against ovarian, breast, and cervical cancer on Saturday, June 30th in Fairview Park at Come Together, Be Empowered. Join us for this competitively timed 5K run and 1 mile and 5K walk, as well as survivor recognition and a special inspiring program. In addition, there will be exhibits, fun, and activities for everyone, with 100% of the net revenue donated to local cancer programs. While you're there, stop by the Newhoff Media photo booth presented by the DMH Foundation and get your free team photo. For more information, go to nowdecatur.com. The Forsyth Classic returns to Hickory Point Golf Club June 11th. to June 17th. Come out and enjoy the longest running tournament on the LPGA Symetra Tour and the third longest running women's golf tournament. The tournament will showcase a three-day 54-hole stroke play professional tournament featuring a purse of $130,000. WSOY will provide coverage throughout the week on NowDecatur.com, as well as a live broadcast of the tournament on Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss a chance to see some of the best up-and-coming players in the World Tour as they attempt to become the champion of the oldest stop on the road to the LPGA. The Forsyth Classic, June 11th through the 17th at Hickory Point Golf Club. Coverage and live broadcast presented by ADM, the Decatur Park District, Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Residence Inn in Forsyth. Find out more information about this year's Forsyth Classic at NowDecatur.com.
Does that work?
Here is Jeff Daly with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Cloudy skies today, scattered showers and thunderstorms a possibility, 85 your high. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible tonight, otherwise cloudy skies overnight, 69 the overnight low. Sunshine, 86 on Wednesday, and then Thursday, sunny with a high of 85 degrees. Right now, it is 70 at the studios in downtown Decatur.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, Mark Tupper on vacation this week. Tim Kaine sitting in for the vacationing Mark, and he joins us from the Herald Interview. Happy rainy Tuesday start to your day, Mr. Kaine. Let's start with... Yeah, thank you. Let's start with Illinois and practice facilities.
Yeah, we used to, it seems like since Josh Whitman's been here, it hasn't been that long, but it seems like clockwork on some kind of regular basis. He's announcing some kind of change that has an incredible dollar sign attached to it. And yesterday the announcement came that the Ubben practice facility, which was just built, I think, 14 years ago, within the last 20 years, certainly, is now going to have a $30 million upgrade. And it's interesting to be in a society where something that's 20 years old is suddenly viewed as an antique. This thing was state of the art when it was built, and people came in from around the country, representatives from universities around the country came in and looked around at this and thought, well, this is fantastic. And they all went back and did it themselves. So all of a sudden, 20 years later, you know, you only have to have three or four schools a year building something better than what Illinois had at the original Ubben practice facility. And all of a sudden, instead of being the standard in the industry, instead of being one of the country's top locations, all of a sudden you're in the middle and dropping down toward the bottom. So this is going to help with that. This is not the last thing that we're going to hear coming out of Champaign. There's a lot of construction things, a lot of things off the field that we're going to see continue to develop as long as Josh Whitman is running the show. Does this automatically make the football team and basketball team, or do these moves make the football and basketball team better? No, they don't. But they allow Illinois more of an in for the kind of talent that they want to get in, the kind of talent that other people, other schools are getting because they have these facilities, and those same kids come to Champaign and go, well, I think I'd rather be in Ann Arbor.
All right. On the other side of the break, we will answer the question, what do Terrell Owens and Axl Rose have in common, with Tim Kaine sitting in for Mark Tupper. Back with more after the
30th.
Back here with Tim Kaine sitting in for the vacationing Mark Tupper. You know, we're used to this sort of behavior with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions, right? I think what was the latest? Peter Cetera, certainly Axl Rose and several others. Not so much the NFL, but yet Terrell Owens isn't going to attend the induction ceremony.
The thing is, and he announced this late last week, he said he had gone to Canton, and he kind of looked around and basically said, I don't think this is the place that I want to celebrate this accomplishment, which is interesting. I know he's going to get toasted, and I understand why he's getting toasted. Sports fans don't like their players who aren't willing to share their gratification at reaching a goal. The one thing that you can throw at Terrell Owens is, you know, you went from game show, went from talk show to talk show. Was it last year or 2 years ago? Wearing that ugly gold jacket that you made yourself so you could show people, here are my numbers, here are the reasons that I belong in the Hall of Fame, and he talked it up. And I get that. He's absolutely right. Clearly, the reason that he wasn't in the Hall of Fame before now is he was being punished by the voters for whatever thing they wanted to punish him for. It's happened before. Chris Carter didn't get in as soon as he ought to have, and all Chris Carter did when he played was finish as the guy who scored the most touchdowns. It doesn't take a genius to say, yeah, I think that probably belongs in the Hall of Fame. Terrell Owens the same way. But I don't blame him. I don't blame him. He's clearly been his own person all along, and I think that's another problem that people have had with him, is he's not as much of a team player as most fans want him to be. I can tell you that I hated watching him, but I'm pretty sure if he had been wearing Minnesota Vikings purple and gold, he would have been my favorite player, just like Chris Carter was. Chris Carter with the Eagles, bad guy. Chris Carter as an announcer, terrible. Chris Carter with the Minnesota Vikings, one of my favorite players ever. So I kind of had it from a different point of view of most people.
All right. Well, it's interesting. I don't really have an opinion. I won't watch the induction probably anyway. I think maybe when you get an award, you show up, whether it's the White House or anything else. I think the drama, the diva-like behavior. Hey, he's a wide receiver, right? I mean, that's what we expect. Tim King.
Exactly.
Sitting in for the vacationing Mark Tupper. I didn't hate on Terrell Owens. And is it Terrell or Terrell?
It goes either one. Terrell Owens has been for a while that I've heard, so Terrell, I guess, go with that.
Or Terrell. I've heard it both ways. Anyway, is there any surprise that he is going to be a diva about this?
No. They're the most diva group in the NFL, the wide receivers.
Yeah.
It's well known. It doesn't surprise me a bit. I don't want to say it's a fortune. I mean, I'm happy for him. He was a Cowboy for a little bit.
He was a Hall of Fame worthy player.
Agreed. Yes, he was.
The numbers are almost gaudy.
Correct. He was definitely a Hall of Fame receiver, and regardless of how he got in, he got in. And
I don't, Barry Bonds, Pete Rose, Terrell Owens, I don't begrudge any of them their accomplishments mm-hmm. as far as what they did on the field.
Right.
Nor would I, like, argue for any of them not to be in their collective Hall of Fames.
Right. I know with Pete Rose and with Barry Bonds, there's a lot of things that happened with it. Terrell Owens was just, he was.
But it doesn't matter. What they did on the field is what should be.
Yes, I agree. I agree, Troy.
Ty Cobb was a miserable SOB in life, as a human being.
Half of those guys, the old
guys. Yeah, we were judging character then. We were just putting people in or not. And so he definitely deserves to be in. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But then when you beg to be in, you have to show up, right?
Oh, yeah. You would think you'd show up. You want to see the bust. You want to do all those things there. But if that's – look, he's
– I just think he's about more headlines for him.
He is.
And not showing up causes more drama than showing up.
Exactly right. He's going to have his own
begging
party.
To be in, and then when they get in saying, I'm not going to come to the party I invited myself to,
yep.
is just – that's kind of what he does.
That's exactly what he does.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
So what? I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. It's his award.
His award. Yeah, good for him.
Just like I don't, when the guys don't show up to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and like, Peter Cetera, Chicago gets in, or Guns N' Roses gets in. I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
I'm not going to not listen to Chicago because he didn't show up. I'm not going to, go back and remember what Terrell Owens did and think, oh, well, he didn't show up to this, so I'm not going to watch him anymore.
Yeah.
Who cares?
But in rock and roll, we love our drama. In sports, we don't want it. I don't mind the characters. I think the characters make things interesting, even if you totally disagree with it, which is why I haven't been worked up at all about kneeling or not kneeling or any of this stuff.
Sure.
I'm not watching sports at a clip because I'm protesting someone else's protest. I'm just not watching sports because my consumption habits have changed.
Yep.
And I think that's the case with a lot of people.
Is it me too?
And there is some of that when you just go, okay, God, you know what? If I want politics, I'll go find politics. Mm-hmm. Just give me some entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's some of that.
Yeah.
But it's not some sort of active, boycott.
Right.
So Terrell coming, not coming, I don't care. I won't watch it anyway.
Yeah, it's not gonna watch it anyways. Never do. Just because whenever it's on, I never get a chance to watch it. I mean, I would love to go see, Tony Romo got in the Hall of Fame. I'd love to go see it, or Jason Witten. That'd be great to see. But I had no desire to really, I'm happy Terrell Owens in. That's great. Now let's move on.
They're not Walter Payton.
Yes, exactly.
Dale Sayers is not, even Joe Montana.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
Yeah, it is what it is.
That was more of a Randy Moss guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That guy was great. I kick ourselves every time the Cowboys didn't draft him because he torched the Cowboys for so many years after he got passed over by him.
I was over in Indianapolis with my good friend Jim Kimmons, who does mm-hmm. an Emmy Award-winning cameraman for CBS. And it was one of the final years that Peyton Manning was in Indianapolis, and the Colts and the Patriots were both 11-0, I believe.
Yes.
And had that great meeting at Indianapolis, and I got the great pleasure to do that game
yeah.
with Jim Kimmons. So I was on the Colts sideline. Brahaney was on the Patriots sideline. line.
Sure.
And we were in the end zone, the corner of the end zone, there at that great stadium, which is really, I think it was, maybe it was even the old stadium. Now that I think of it, maybe it wasn't Lucas Oil. I don't know. Anyway, we're in the back corner, if you're looking at the end zone, back right corner, and Jimmy is kneeled down with the camera. I'm behind him with my hand on his back, you know, like I have no idea. I mean, I don't belong there. I shouldn't be there. And Randy Moss and like, half of the Indianapolis Colts defense just come right at us full speed. Pass thrown over. I don't remember if it was completion or incompletion or touchdown, but all I know is they went over us, around us, like, you know, every direction.
Yeah.
And that is intimidating as all get out.
I believe it.
And Jim says you don't move because if you zig when they zag, you know, that's when bad, you know, things happen. So I didn't move. And as they were all flying over, and he was just so cool. He just turned around at the end of the play and he goes, "How do you like the view from my office?" I'm like, yeah.
I quit.
Randy Moss was a very large man,
wide receiver,
and you didn't translate that necessarily from TV until you see these guys on the field.
I know.
To have that kind of coordination and finesse and touch and size and speed, something to behold in person.
It is. I was on the sidelines once for a Vikings-Rams game, and I watched the offensive lineman come out for the Vikings, and one guy was 6'8", 375 pounds.
And moved like a ninja.
At 6'5", 330 at the time, I thought, wow, I'm a big dude. No, I'm not. Yeah. Not at all. Not at all.
You got to go hang out with the kicker.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. We've got to take a break. We get back here. We'll have the Redbird Report presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. Mike Claiborne will be up next. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break, fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their being.
The Forsyth Classic returns to Hickory Point Golf Club June 11th to June 17th. Come out and enjoy the longest running tournament on the LPGA Symetra Tour and the third longest running women's golf tournament. The tournament will showcase a three-day 54-hole stroke play professional tournament featuring a purse of $130,000. WSOY will provide coverage throughout the week on NowDecatur.com, as well as a live broadcast of the tournament on Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss a chance to see some of the best up-and-coming players in the World Tour as they attempt to become the champion of the oldest stop on the road to the LPGA. The Forsyth Classic, June 11th through the 17th at Hickory Point Golf Club. Coverage and live broadcast presented by ADM, J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, Tate & Lyle, Dale's Southlake Pharmacy, and Coley's Corner Drugs. Find out more information about this year's Forsyth Classic at NowDecatur.com.
The Decatur Alumni Club is holding its annual Alumni Celebration Dinner on Tuesday, June 19th at the KC Hall in Decatur with featured speakers, University of Illinois football coordinators Hardy Nickerson and Ron Smith. Tickets are just $25 a person, which includes an entry into a door prize raffle for an awesome Illinois football prize pack and a full barbecue dinner from Pinkies. Get your tickets now via PayPal using the email address DecaturAlumni@gmail.com or by calling 413-1103. The annual Alumni Celebration Dinner on Tuesday, June 19th at the KC Hall in Decatur, brought to you by the Decatur Alumni Club.
Join the fight against ovarian, breast, and cervical cancer on Saturday, June 30th in Fairview Park at Come Together, Be Empowered. Join us for this competitively timed 5K run and 1 mile and 5K walk, as well as survivor recognition and a special inspiring program. In addition, there will be exhibits, fun, and activities for everyone with 100% of the net revenue donated to local cancer programs. While you're there, stop by the Newhoff Media photo booth presented by the DMH Foundation and get your free team photo. For more information, go to NowDecatur.com.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
That's part of our Hot 25 playlist, best songs of summer ever, part of our Hot 25 must-see-and-do events all summer long in the greater Decatur area, presented by the Bob Brady Auto Group and Limitless Decatur. We're out at the Forsyth Classic Professional Golf Tournament Symmetra Tour all this week, having a lot of fun, but still a little time for baseball. Every Tuesday morning, courtesy of Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, we check in with Mike Claiborne and the Red Bird Report. All right, Mike, good victory over San Diego last night. I don't think we spent a lot of time talking about Jose Martinez. That guy's having an unbelievable couple of weeks.
Yeah, he really is, Brian. He's gotten off to an incredible start in the month of June. He's been almost impossible to get out. Now, mind you, he hasn't faced what you call Cy Young candidates, but I think the key is he's taking advantage of the fact that maybe he's not facing top nine pitching, but he's making them pay for it. And so you have to tip your cap to him for that.
Well, you do, but last night was, yesterday was sort of part of the problem with the Cardinals as I see it. We get a little offense going, but man, you get into the relief area and we've always got to have the drama. We managed to win the game, but there's always that little doubt.
Well, I think that's really one of the problems. And you know what, to be honest with you, I thought the bullpen was going to be the strong suit at the start of the season, but I guess the way it's been handled and the injuries and everything else, it can be a little dicey. I don't think there's any doubt about it, and I don't think anyone anticipated Bud Norris having the impact. Or even Jordan Hicks, those two guys having that sort of impact, I don't think anybody saw that in spring training. And if not for those two, we'd be in big, big trouble.
Yeah, and you know, it's a little bit patchy. I mean, you know, obviously you're going to expect a little bit of that, but they got to be able to seal the deal. We've had such great starting pitching. What is there anything on the horizon as far as any help in the bullpen?
No, you're seeing everything. And I think the indicator was they called out Daniel Ponce de Leon, who's a young man who got hit in the head with a line drive and had to have brain surgery last year at this time. He was called up yesterday. Once you get past him, we're talking about guys who aren't even on the 40-man roster. Cardinals have used virtually everyone in their organization that's on the 40-man roster so far this year. And the next help you will look for will probably be outside the organization.
All right, let's talk about what happens today. We take on San Diego again. Who will be starting tonight for the Cardinals?
Miles Michaelis, who is probably all-star worthy, is going to get a start. He's going after his eighth victory of the year. And I'm not sure where we'd be without him too, Brian. I mean, this is a guy that when you watched him in the early portions of spring training, you were like, well, who thought this was a good idea? Because he got shelled, made a couple of adjustments, and he's been the most consistent pitcher for the Cardinals, being able to go long in the games. He's faced teams now more than once, and he's done a nice job against a lot of guys. San Diego, they're going to roll the dice today. They're going to have a bullpen start, which means they're going to use all the guys solely out of the bullpen. Some guys will go three, some guys will go four. They're going to try to piece this thing together. That's why it was interesting last night to see San Diego go as long as they did with their starter, knowing they had this game on tap today. So we'll have to see how things unfold.
All right, what about the All-Star vote? Is this important to Yadier? You know, he would be making his, what, ninth All-Star?
I think it is for him as far as his legacy is concerned. I think it's going to be hard to make. I think Buster Posey's gotten off to a good start, as he always does. And the guy over in Cincinnati, Tucker Barnhart, is a Gold Glover. Now, the problem is they don't vote a lot in Cincinnati, so he's going to have a tough time from that standpoint. JT Realmuto probably is deserving of an All-Star opportunity as well. The unfortunate thing about the All-Star game, Brian, is it's voted on by the fans as far as the starters are concerned. Sometimes we vote for it our heart more than our head, and that can be a little bit of a problem. So then all of a sudden the politicking takes place on who the manager is going to select. And in this case, it would be Dave Roberts. So we'll just have to keep our fingers crossed, but there's some good catchers out there right now that might prevent Yadi from making this ninth All-Star.
All right, we did sign Nolan Gorman, the Cardinals draft pick. We talked a little bit about that around draft time, but what does this kid's future look like? I mean, he seems like he could have a big, big, big career ahead of him.
You don't see a lot of left-handed hitting third baseman. He's a solid player from what I'm told. I have not seen him play, but everybody else said that this kid was on the radar of everyone for a few years now. I'm like this. He took BP yesterday, and as I said to him, the next time I want to see you take BP or just swing the bat in Busch Stadium is against a guy in another uniform. So I'm just going to put him on the shelf, come back and check in 3 years from now. Hopefully we'll have a bona fide ball player that can help the Cardinals.
All right, we're just a couple of days away from Flag Day. You ready to make any sort of pronouncements about this team this year?
Well, because it's you, I'm going to just tell you the Cardinals are a team right now that's got a lot of work to do. If it wasn't for the starting pitching, this team would be out of contention already. So what they have to do is fix the bullpen, and they got to create offense. The offense that they have is virtually solely from the home run ball. Last night was a great example. You had bases loaded with one out and you didn't score. They've got to find a way to manufacture runs. They need a more consistent lineup. You've got three guys in the lineup every night that hit under 250. So you've got to find more offense if you think you're going to beat the Cubs and Milwaukee. The way it looks now, the Central Division might have the two wild cards, so it's a golden opportunity. But I don't see the Cardinals getting that far unless they fix some things, and they need to do it quick. And I don't think the answer is currently on this ball club. The guys on this ball club, they've been given multiple chances at different positions. It's not working. You got to look outside the ball club if you want to bring in something. And unfortunately, Brian, every year you and I talk, we always talk about we need another bat, such as the case again.
All right, great stuff as always. You heard it here first. Mike Claiborne of the Redbird Report, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. We'll check in with Mike next Tuesday. If you missed any of that, podcast is available. All of our Buyers and Company podcasts presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. You can get it at Nauticator.com, the Nauticator app, the iTunes store, anywhere you get your podcast, they're there. You concur with Mike's thoughts there. This is a team that, I mean, I felt like they were going to screw up that win last night. I mean, you get to the bullpen, and it's always just patchy.
It is, and the bullpen's gassed. I think they've got some injuries there. They've also got some tiredness, I think, that's there.
But I don't know where the – I mean, you've got great starting pitching. I mean, it doesn't seem like that – I don't know. You never feel comfortable.
No, not at all. Not at all. We haven't felt comfortable, I think, as a Cardinal organization for a while when you go to the eighth, ninth inning when you have those things going on. That's something they've needed for a while. Thought Greg Holland was the answer. Unfortunately, his mind isn't right yet. And he's right about the bats as well. The Cardinals don't have anybody in that lineup that anybody's afraid of. You go to the Cubs, the Nationals, the Dodgers, there are guys you don't want to face. The Cardinals, I will face whoever you got in the lineup.
I know. And I don't get it because they all have the potential to be that.
Yeah, they do. I was against people, not against people. I was kind of for maybe the signing of Giancarlo Stanton only because he is a feared bat.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money, but that's something we haven't had in the organization in a while either. It's since Albert Pujols, really, as far as a guy that can beat you, you know, whether it be a double or a homer or whatever, that guy can beat you. Nobody on that team, in my belief right now, in the Cardinals organization, can beat anybody right now.
All right, we'll preview the Hot 25. We'll get back on the other side of the break. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll visit with the folks from Crossing. Tanya will be with us. It's got a really cool thing going on over there that we want to give some coverage to. And then a little later today, we'll be visiting with one of our Symetra Tour players that's in town here, Tanya and Jacqueline Jansen. Symetra Tour will be with us. And then Morgan Nestler, the VP of Retail Banking, will be with us as well today here at the South Shores Branch. Hickory Point Bank, brand new location. They're giving away $500. All you have to do is stop by the South Shore Branch, got a little card over there, fill it out, put it in on the 15th. They're going to draw a $500 winner. And tomorrow, we're at Cape Air, their new office in downtown Decatur. That thing is blowing up on social media. If you want to get involved, we're giving away cards, cups, tickets. It's for July, right? Like July 27th, I think. Airfare to St. Louis. So check this out. I mean, this is a great gift. You get airfare to St. Louis, limo transportation from the airport to the hotel, overnight accommodations, and your tickets to the game for the Cards and Cups. You can't beat that. I mean, you fly down, fly back.
We'll
spend the night and fly back.
Exactly right. St. Louis nightlife is always fun, so go down there for a game, go party afterwards.
Uber, take the train, whatever.
It's
going to be
fun.
All right, so that's going on, and we're going to draw out the winner tomorrow morning from our show live from Cape Air, so you only have the rest of today to get in and out of the contest. Here's Jeff Daly with your 3-day forecast. Back with more live at Hickory Point Bank next.
Cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high of 85. Clouds tonight, just a chance of a shower or thunder shower this evening, 69 your overnight low. Sunshine, 86 tomorrow and a sunny day on Thursday with a high of 85 degrees. We are currently at 71 at the studios in downtown Decatur and your WSOY time is 7:56.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
Start packing.
We are coming up to the top of the hour live in South Shores for Hickory Point Bank, their brand new location. $500 giveaway. You have till the 15th to sign up. Just stop in and see it. It is a great use of space and a really cool. I love the architecture. It feels sort of art deco to me, but really great stuff. And coming up top of the hour, we're going to visit with folks from Crossing Healthcare. They've got a cooking event, which is pretty cool what they're doing over there with their garden and everything else. Tell you all about that, the Hot 25, Forsyth Classic, Preview the Party, so much more. All of that coming straight ahead. Stay tuned.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
7:59, good morning. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY Newsroom. A 60-year-old Pittsfield man is being held at the Moultrie County Detention Center following a Monday morning standoff with police in Dalton City. According to the Macon County Sheriff, Chris Sims, Albert Kimber surrendered and was taken into custody shortly after 11 a.m. He faces preliminary